Let's start with a little bit of a Hilchas Chala, and then move on to Hilchas Brachas, because so you have to know Hilchas Chala, you have to know Hilchas Brachas, and a bit Tali. Huh? So the Mishnah and Chala says something that's Gelasa Isa. It starts up. In order to be Chala, it has to be Gelasa Yava, it has to be something in the bread family, bread cake, right? No, just, okay, good. Comments about Chala. In order to be Chayim and Chala, it does not have to be Chala. Okay, I get this all the time. It could be, don't say really, all the time. Like, especially by Purim time. Like, I made Shalach Manas send it out, and then I found out that cake has to be Mafesh Chala. It's only Chala. It's called Chala. Chala's Chala. And people think that it could be anything. Just the reason why people are think it's only by Chala is because they never brought up being Mafesh Chala from cake. Why not? Because you never have the amount. You make a smaller share. Therefore, then I used to it. And therefore, when it comes Purim time, therefore, many times they get into issues. If I guess you passed Purim already, if you have any cake left over from your Shalach Manas, I would be advise you to mafresh chala l'chumra from the thing, because many people don't know and many mistakes and issues like that. But I'll go upon them. Even in Stam Zay, chala is very complicated. Well, the chala gachafi is not patra. The chalak is only before the afia. If a chalak into butzik into this is mine, this is yours. If it's after achar afia, it's chayv with a bracha, chim avar and shakadaz, and yerodeya. Now, it's not that chalak is a complicated thing. I wanted to share from Satan Chashev Rav, who said that he's always mafresh chalak from baked goods all the time because it's very, very complicated. It's a very complicated thing. And he has just the system that always works out. Every single Isa has to be mafresh. So who's doing it? Who's in the store? Bob, Jim, high school dropout. What?
CR Toto had a box of tomato by the table.
Yes, so they do. This is all the shtick that they do. Menach Shleiman Amukka. They pot everything. They do. You know, did you argue? So no. So this rabbi, he said he does have some experience in baked goods. Why? Because his father owns a very famous bakery called Reisman's. So he knows exactly what's going on, and you know that's what he recommends. So I don't know. I never went to factories, but I think that's pretty strong statement there. I also have a Shraga who owns his family owns a bakery, Grunerams. He said, also, it's complicated. It's, you know, it's Mesubach. Okay, but kids are that's a Chumro, and I'm not saying it's Mekar. Then,
it's
not a big deal. It's not a big deal. What do you say?
How much do you take off and do
that? Mashu. You just take a mashu and put it in a bag, throw it out, and whatever. Okay, fine, but I'm not saying there's a chiv to do such a thing. I'm saying there is. An hug to do such a thing, and what? Who? No, definitely they could do it. I guess cousin is. What? Fine. Okay, so that's me. Now, Mishnah Chala says, let's say, in order to be Chala, it's Bilasi Ava. Bilasi Raka is not Bilasi Chala. If you have a Bilasi Raka, so you wouldn't be mafresh chala after you bake it till it comes into the cake, because if it's raka, it's very, very running. I told you which actually, if Mishnah says it's Isa and at the end is going to be Sefkainim, the Mishnah says you have a chala, and you did not bake it. So the Mishnah says Yechayim Echalas. And Nechel Kodin, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? The Rash learns the Mishnah so much. The reason Yechayim Echalas is because being that Peshas, when I had it, I was planning on baking it. So therefore, I get Tzchad Hashem Chala. And even though after they changed their mind, they made it into Sefkainim, it's not going to change. And it's going to be still Yechayim Echalas. That's the Shidrach. And Echanami, if I had Das the whole time not to bake it, to cook it, then Echanami. In that scenario, it would not be chayav and chala. If we're going to the Rash, a donut would batsam not be chayav and chala because it's not something which was made with das to bake. It's something made so das to be cooked. Shittas a Rash. Shittas a benetam is that the shem lechem where the Rukai is mazbe like a bottom. Shem lechem is chala in the Isa. Therefore, it's chos the Isa of a seis of gainem. It's ready chala shem lechem. The fact that afterwards I didn't go ahead and bake it, I cooked it, It's not going to be mefkei shem lechem, and therefore I'm not going to be chayiv in. Therefore, I'm going to be chayiv in chal. How are we passing b'negei chayiv chal? Let's first start with that. Shitas mechav and shichav tes is lachal. Says that he passes the shita kula. That's not going to be chayiv in chal. Let's go ahead and bake it. Shach brings down that he's supposed to yish lahachmer. He's supposed to be machmer. Pesach shuvah goes like that, and they go. He's supposed to be machmer. So first, b'negei. Afresh shchal on donuts. Mechaber says l'kula. Shach says l'achmer. Pesishuv says l'achmer. What's mekubal is basically all hakshem across the board are machmer. I heard of one hakshem maybe, which is meko, but it's mekubal across the board that they are machmer. Oh. Yeah, what? Right, Shach is machmer, Pesach Shuvah is machmer. Now, Pesach Shuvah really takes one step weiter. What's going to be the halacha in? Therefore, that's tamzay. It's one of the things. If you buy from a home baked goods, I don't know if they'll be mafresh challah from the donuts. I don't know. I've had many mice that they weren't. Just now I'm saying, but
who is him? The person making it.
The person making it. Yeah.
So if he doesn't, okay, then you. Eat
what?
It. Doesn't
what do you say?
If he doesn't think of Kyle, the person who makes it, and then you eat it, you have
an
isser, or
it's... You did isser, it's tevel. It's tevel.
Huh?
He doesn't
have a chiv to do it.
No. No. No chiv. Fine. Well, kapanim, so that's you know, the home baked goods you have to be very careful with. Fine. Now, in terms of... What do you say? What? Now, in terms of... Lakshin, let's say something which doesn't have a Torah Lechem. So what do you say then? Do you say same type of Torah, Chal and Shem, Issa, Chal and Shem, Chal, therefore it's not going to change. Maybe it doesn't look like anymore like Lechem. Maybe also Shavachi of Chal. And so what's also Torah Benetam? What's Torah Benetam is a what? It's Chal, Shem, Lechem in the Issa. So it should make a difference what it looks like at the end of the day. I mean, it doesn't have a Torah Lechem. The Chorash came out. Also there should be a Chi of Chal. Because the Shurim exam, on Chalikis and the Panamiris with the Rebbein and the Rishonim, whether it doesn't have a Torah Lechem is a Chiyav Chala. Now, selection basically you have no Chalam Mechabros, or it's close to Issa Seif Seif Gainim, it's Potter. Shach says it's Vimachmer. Lakshin is the one step weiter. It doesn't have a Torah Lechem, do you also say they're not? Pesach Shuvah brings out Machlokes about it. And Panamira says Yoshanai Mishum Havish Vada Bracha. What's going on in Lamaisa? But that's Machmer. Don't know, of course, what all the Lakshin do. I think in America I heard the Star Case Machmer. I can't say 1000%. Yeah. I'll use Mekel, but weiter. Yeah. Fine. So that's open to get Chal. Yeah, so Clark, so donuts, what's Lachem Chala? Mafish Chala Bracha. Weiter, if you're buying from somebody, find out whether they were Mafish Chala or not. And Nisham and noodles, you know, one slot weiter. Some do, some don't. Now, when you get Chiv Bracha, so Tosfos has a machlokes. Do you say the Chiv Bracha, Chiv Chal? Let's say the same thing. Why? Because Chal might be Talin Issa, being the Chiv of Talin Issa, so therefore that's when it gets Shem Lachem. But when you're dealing with Chiv Bracha, it's Talin the Besaif, and being the Besaif doesn't have Shem Lachem, maybe it's not going to be Chayv. So Tosfos is a machlokes you're shame about that. But do you say that only if you're that? It's all the safe in the Shem Lechem, or even if you bake it, it's going to be chayev in Mezenis and Amis. So, Adari Paskin, Sifi Gimuchama says, even something which blessed Yahweh, if you cook it afterwards, donuts, you don't make a mitzi, even if you're chayev and challah, can fix a mitzi, you go after that fear. And therefore, being they go after that fear. So therefore, even though maybe there is a chiv challah, but you're not make a mitzvah. So going to this freshita, we're working with donuts, mezainis. Yes, kolkin tzayvim chodesh tzayavay fi v'rakach b'mayim v'asisavkainim b'shal mayim v'tekim b'shem v'rakach mitzvah. The second just says they're going to make a mitzvah. Why? Since really originally b'las yava and has a Torah Lechem, you make a mitzvah. That's a Torah Lechem, and therefore you have to make a mitzvah. So going to this, what's the lachan donuts? I'm waiting. How are we passing? Ramas is not galagal. Yerushimayim yotzi d'shnei v'lechol el shabarach alachem achet chil. Yerushimayim only eats if they make a bracha on other lechem first, and that's what Yerush Shemayim does.
Who's it? The bracket is from who?
One second. Yerushalayim only eats on lechem acher. So if it all comes up as a pshat, that what does Yerushalayim do? The Yerushalayim only eats it toich asuda. Now the bracha has a little problem. So first, the bracha has a little bit of a problem that what is happening during asuda?
What?
Up during asuda. We have a shiloh here. This is we have this pass. You made it, lasiyama. Then you went in and you didn't bake it, you cooked it. So going to first sheet, what's the halacha? About this mazainis, it's mazainis. Going to second sheet, it's a maitzi. So if he didn't do it, it's a maitzi to the second sheet, how many to the first sheet? It's just a mazainis. How am I meaning to a suda? Who cares? It's not like a suda dick a meal. Why should my mitzvah part of my mezainis?
It's part of your meal.
What? We'll get in a second. But how is my mitzvah part of the mezainis? So Berlachi asks this question. Berlachi asks this question, and he says that it's two teretzim. One teretz is it's mulav a basar. The case is mulav a basar, so b'al etavshal mazim, other kinoach. Number one, he says that it's mulav a basar. Which anyhow, it's... it's only Magabram and Taz. Or the Mechav himself. Right, okay, maybe telling you that. That's one Mahalach. The second Mahalach, which that does not be for your donuts. The second Mahalach, he says, have das to patter it. Let's see what Lachabur says, you have had to patter it. Somebody see, and therefore it works. Which is also very interesting. How does das affairs work? Why should it work, das affairs? There's what's two sheetas? What's your it's a pass? Let's just hold this pchana pass. It's nothing to pass. It's something, and it's not machus suda. So you have das afresh works. So why they're like, what is das afresh work? A pass of a kisim. We said maybe das afresh works because that's petzim a pass. Al ma'is lamed for kriyas suda. So pass, pat this pass. So this petzim is no shakas to pass. So like, why should you work that to go ahead and pat?
Why can't you just say that you're eating it for the terrace to fill you up?
Like it's a dessert. So are you doing it? What? It fills you up. No, why does it work? We do a lamazin. We said maybe kibbutz al kaperis. Maybe that works. What else do we say? By what? By pass of a kisnin. That's bread. That's pass. Pass. Alamai. It's a pass. I'm making a suda. So I'm making a suda. What? Okay. Is that type? Al kabanim. So what's chaz over here? Yeshmael only doing a suda. During a suda. So I guess it depends. Let's say let's go shlap. If you have having dessert during a suda, what's halacha? And you fall. No, it's not clear, because one side is pass.
Everybody must go not pass right now.
Why not? That's what I'm saying. That's Urbana Tamo. It's totally in the same Lachas Chala originally. I think I'm sure. I'm going to check. It's not like well, it's that. It's considered... No? It's considered ready lachem and schala ready. So, according to Shita, you can't make a bracha. According to the Shita, which holds that it's not lachem, you should have to make a bracha. Every bracha has three eitzes. It's talking about you put bus inside, which you're not doing it. Eitz number two is he says that you did the Muslimless, the kinuach, which maybe you're not really doing that. And we want to do that eitz. You want to have in the hetty, bring somebody to the bathroom there. Okay, bracha says it's good. It's an interesting svar. It's a little hard to understand how it works. But it would be an interesting svar why such a thing would work. So therefore, having it as suda is not such a great eitzah, unless you're eating it for in order to go ahead and fill you up, and for dessert, it would not be such a good. Oh, we not good. So okay, so Yerushalayim means that Eker didn't like mezainis. Yerushalayim, you're Yerushalayim, right?
Maybe you can make a
mezainis
before you wash,
and
then you
can
have
a bunch of pasher. Okay, yeah, you can do mezainis before I say the pasher. Okay, so therefore that. During the suda doesn't have it so much. Okay, now, Minigal Ilam is to be makel. A lot of people seem to be makel to have even out of a suda, and even though they are Yerushalayim. So the question is there anything what So it would be semech on for a good yeshiva like Aaron to have it outside of the Suda. So there's a Taz over here. So let's work this out together. It's a little confusing over here. The Taz comes along and says that if you go ahead and you fry the Pasav Bekisnin, you fry it in oil, so it becomes Pasav Bekisnin. What's the svar? Just like I could be nilashed in with oil, I can make it into Pasav Bekisnin, have it with or sugar or something sweet to Pasav Bekisnin. So to be here, if I'm nilashed, so therefore that also would make it into Pasav Bekisnin. One second. And also Aaron wants to say it's also Mamola.
One second.
Now in terms, wait, one second. So being that if you fry it in oil, so the Taz, that makes it body possible kissing, just like if you put sugar and sweetener inside makes it a kissing, you also should go ahead and make it pass of a kissing, and therefore, according to everybody, the luck is it's not going to be a might see it's going to pass up a kissing. I can't debate a condition of the Taz. The Chemin Moshe, my Mordechai, and I used to say, like, no. Just like we say that it's Chal Se Isa, it's Chal Shem Lachem, and after the Bishl's not going to do anything to it, and if you do a fear, it's going to stay a might see, so who cares if you fry in oil? Why should I make a difference? Amaisa, the Shem Lachem was Chal already. Why should frying oil make any difference? Bishl, maybe Nila should originally, so you could say, in the original Nila, so therefore changed it. But to go ahead and go afterwards, definitely said, Vada, according to the day we shun, the day we hold that, it's a might see, deep frying is not going to do anything. And being that deep frying is not going to do anything, therefore they want to say that it's not that it won't change it. Devin is, I think, Mahalach is to say that no. Yesh lechalik between originally you made it into Issa and then you didn't bake it, we say it's Chal Hashem Lachem, to deep frying it. Why? Because when you're deep frying, what are you doing? I'm making it a pass of a kistan. So it's still a pass. Pass because it's a pass, I'm not going to do it. So what I did was, is what type of lechem? It's a pasav bekisim dik lechem. Why can't that change? What do you say? And those are shenim. In that world, in other words, to make it to pasav bekisim, the pshat is that to make it ois pass, and I didn't bake it. Avad Hashem lechem schal already. If even I didn't bake it, it's going to be pass considered by it's considered pass. But to go ahead and to make it to pasav bekisim, that I could do. So therefore, I came with to go ahead and change it into Pasav Bekisnin, and therefore, if I make a lot of oil, that's going to be good. The Graz is nusach is that just like you find if I do mamula afterwards, it makes it into Pasav Bekisnin. I obsess Issa wasn't mamula. Elamai, though she dissolved that you could do it. So what then? Deep frying afterwards, you could go ahead and do it. So let's just decide a second we're holding over here. Menagei are yummy, delicious donuts. We have. The Iker Adin is that it's Mazinus. Why? Because you did not bake them. They have a Mazinus. Yerushalayim is Yetzi Dekulam. Now, on that side, Yerushalayim is Dekulam, we still have a Taz saying you deep fry it, it comes fast of a Kisnin. And that is a Vikuach, whether the Rishayim hold that or don't. The Tavishon holds it, doesn't hold it. It's not 100% clear. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Some say, yeah, some say, maybe not. So we have Yerushalayim plus next Shlav, if it's very, very oily, so then. It should be passed above the kissing, and then the body will be considered mezainus. What? Oh, okay. If you eat a lot of it on this side, so then it depends. If you have a shir kviyas suda in Echlami, you're getting something big like it. So if you don't have a shir kviyas suda, so then according to one sheet of b'chalat alechem, no, according to one sheet, you have as much as you want. What about dalal beitzim, right? That's a big deal with dalal beitzim. You have to machmer now. So if it's oily, let's say, according to one sheet, it's b'chal napatz, you have 1,000 of them. According to the other sheet, we turn it into pasav bekisnin. So I don't think it's machmer dalal beitzim, because that's like, you know, the ikar din is, it's not pas. That's ikar din. Yerushalayim is machmer, it's pas. And so it's pas, pasav bekisnin. Fine, to do dalal beitzim, machmer dalal beitzim, I think that'd be a very, very big chumrah, and you can have more than dalal beitzim. Now the problem is that a lot of our donuts are not so oily. Even though they deep fry it, but it doesn't get so oily.
A lot of them also bake it first a little bit, and then they put it in the fryer.
Yes, they do? Okay. But a lot of them are not so oily. If you taste it, so oily.
Sweet, lemon is sweet.
It's not saying I have to go oily like this. Okay. So there's another, hold on a second. There's another Svara If it's nilush, also gets a din vadi pas for a kissing. They put a lot of sugar inside. It gets a din vadi pas for a kissing. When we say nilush, it means nilush has to be in the dough, not nilush. Afterwards, they put on like sugar, chocolate, or I don't know, over here they had like that store over there around the corner, all those interesting things they put on top of it over there. So even though now you taste it, it tastes very sweet to make this, but that's not nilush. The dough was a regular dough. So if the dough tastes sweet, and the konami is considered mazayas. I'm saying if the dough doesn't taste sweet, it's not considered mazayas for kissing. So what I used to say was, okay, so I used to say was, so it depends. Israeli donuts are oily, American donuts are sweet. So therefore, they're okay. But it's not so posh, lemaisa. Because, let's go one at a time. Even mkape, so I don't even mkape the American donuts. Are they, how sweet are they? So just eat the bottom. Try it. Just take. That's why I try. Are they very, very sweet or just a little sweetness to it? What do you need in order to be nilish? How sweet does it have to be? Chaber, nicker, rama, iker. Like your mom says, it's sweet, 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 sweet. I don't think you get that. Has to be much more sweet than challah. Has to be very, extremely, extremely sweet taste. I don't think it's going to be there. I don't think it's going to be extremely. Like, I don't know. I haven't had American donuts in years. But maybe somebody can be back. We could try it out. Just taste the bottom. Taste the bottom and just see. Just eat the bottom without the sugar. See, it's very, very sweet. So probably it's not going to be sweet. In terms of nilash also, is it so oily? Are they so oily?
Here.
Like ikar, knee ikar, Tom is like oil. I see you guys very, very oily. Well, it's very okay. Therefore, it's not going to be posh in your shemayim. So let's just decide over here. So nachamol. So what limud schutz do we have? We have a limud schutz at number one. Okay, we have a limud schutz that you have the mechat. We have the ikar devices. Let's stop again. Ikar did is that what? Mizoinus. Yerushalayim is machmer. Now we're talking about limud schutz Yerushalayim. So we can say maybe, even though it's not the ikar tam, but it's enough. Mechaber is nicker's enough. So I have mechaber to be samachan. I'm not going to say it's a mufrit reshit. It's mechaber. We have the mechaber to be samachan. Maybe we have the das tari to be samachan if it's raiv may peiris. I don't know if that's the metzias. And the pizza is water or apple juice? Huh? On the pizza dough? Yeah, on all them? Always? Okay, fine. Yeah, maybe the das tari to be samachan in some situations. That's going to be raiv may peiris. What? What did you say? But right, the right pace we said Mishmur doesn't all of that, right? So guess that's some side of it. Not maybe I should be machmer. We have in the studio we have a little bit of a headache. If you eat it the svaya, let's some side of it. Yerushalayim should be machmer. That's what it says. Now it's eating in the suda. If you're eating it to fill yourself up, kibshutai, there's no bracha. Why? Okay, either it's pass or no, one side is going to be pass. Like when time was pass, if there's no bracha. On the side that's not pass, for some reason, if you do this for you, that works. Okay, fine. If you're doing it for dessert, then it's not so much what to do. They make a bracha or make a bracha? Chares the safi, can make a bracha. Maybe it's really lachem. So I'm going to make a bracha. Elamai, let's say we go that it's going to be tigun, and it's deep fried or sweet. So probably in that case will be. So Mishru seems to say in the das of Rabbeinu Tam, it's not so much that it's mafkei the same lachem, but more like that would be, would partake the same lachem.
Why do you say?
I guess the ikar thing would be, I guess, what if you're doing just mamash like a nuach, on the side that's lachem, you can make a bracha. Right? On the side that it's not lachem, you have to make a bracha. Now, on the side of lachem, if you're getting through real pasuk kistan, it'd be okay. But I don't really get into real pasuk kistan. Right, because it's not really so sweet. It's not really so oily. How am I making tzerufim? But like in the suda, I don't know if that's a shemayim eitzah. Huh? I mean, I'm gaining so much. In the suda, you're gaining some vitamin sava brachas, right? No, saying that was eitzah. If it's svaya, you don't make a bracha for sure. If it's the kinuach, so then it's telling the Mishnah to make a bracha or not. Elamai, you want to say, according to the first Shita, according to the Shita, that's lechem, we mafkia to make a pasta of kisna. Well, it's not so sweet. It's not so oily. It's not just a great seif. So I would say it'd be better to eat it out of the Suda and just do mezainis. Is that true? Yeah, it's probably easier than doing in the Suda.
So then, you're in the original
yeah, but in the Suda, Yerushalayim does not be out so much. If you eat in the face of up, good. If not, not. We're making a basli air. Now, add the Suda basil coming out. Yerushalayim's machmer. What it's true from we have the halakha. Number one is maybe it's in basil kissing because oil is sweet, even though maybe it's not the ikar deus, but maybe it's time for the shittas. But maybe there's another whole different svar to go back to the Pasuk V'Kissin to get svar. The Pasuk V'Kissin is a passage to make a kriya. Pass is when they make kriya suda. Someone's not making kriya suda, gets it in the Pasuk V'Kissin. So maybe this is a zar sart pass, which is not really meant for kriya suda. That type
pass
of svar.
Pass is made as regular bread.
Or nice.
The bread is just the way that they make the bread.
So right, just like we said, if somebody has pretzels, which is regular bread, flour, water, doesn't make time for Pasuk Kedusin. Pasuk Kedusin. We're going to say, Hazah, pass, which is not Mifik V'Yasuda, we're going to put it back into Mezainis. You know, Pretzels also have all those Tanayim. So sot over here, then maybe you can do such a plan and say that Hazah, Pasuk Kedusin, which is not Mifik V'Yasuda, and then we're going to give them
the
law.
Yeah,
that would be that. That's
it.
Yeah. Now, in terms of eating it, Petor, what's my question over here? What was I saying? Oh, the Shai is a Mamula or not?
It's after the Afia.
First, after the Afia.
Rabbi said as far as last week, at least I probably gave the fact that it's meant to be. That's the whole thing is made to be.
No, not all of them do they cover, not all of them do they make it mamola.
The ones without the holes, they make specifically to be mamola.
So that's the shayla. Do you say, you know, it's mamola pastus, minemon, has to be shasafia. Mamola has to be shasafia. So, basically, I'm a little bothered by what's going to be with the wafers. Wafers are not shasafia. So, Mr. Krell said, as far as I know, since they do when it's hot, before that's like.
They don't really do it when it's hot. Well, see it directly, shall we let it sit out?
No, I'm not talking about the donut. I'm talking about the wafers. Okay. Now I'm going to give him a mull over here. Yes, it's Gvuli was a mull. It's Mechudish to give a mull. To say that's a mull is not so plush. My Shasafir wasn't. But Fred over here is Chal Hashem Lechem already. It's Chal Hashem Lechem, right? Shem Lechem was Chal already.
I'm saying it could be possible. Could be
Chal. So I have a ton of every mull. Let's take a second. Having a mullah coming to be out of town because they're going, it's not Chal Hashem Lechem, right? If you go, it's not Chal Hashem Lechem, it wasn't Chal Hashem Lechem, Elamai, I was Mamalit, so therefore that, and I bake like that, so that when Lechem's Chal, it was going to be Chal Mamula, or it was Dasi Mamula. Therefore, it's not so pushed to say Mamula works. Skitzer, what's the bottom line with the donuts?
I mean,
what are we doing?
If you can't move Mechanic.
If it's very sweet or very oily, you definitely can be Mechal. That for sure. If it's not so sweet and not so oily, you're tzurufim. If it's tzurufim, it's not Yishmael. Tzurufim, maybe it's another purpose. It's tzurufim. And that's what comes out with that.